Transportation Committee will be meeting immediately in the Senate chamber. Transportation Committee will be meeting immediately in the Senate chamber.
I will call the Transportation Committee to order. The clerk will take roll call silently. Please excuse those not present until they arrive. Can I get approval of the minutes as emailed? Minutes have been approved as emailed. Republicans Caucus in room 22, Senator Giddens. Democrats will caucus in room 116. We'll be at ease for caucus. I'll bring the Transportation Committee back to order. We will not be bringing up SF-70 or SF-97 today, so we will be bringing up bills in the following order. SSB 1138 was Senator Zumbaugh, SSB 1156 was Senator Zumbaugh, SSB 1166 was Senator Zumbaugh, and SSB 1155 with myself. Senator Zumbaugh, do you have a subcommittee report for SSB 1138?
I do, Senator. Give me one second here. Senate Study Bill 1138 was signed by all three senators, Senator Gidden, Senator Brown, and myself.
Senator, you are in order for opening comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Study Bill 1138. Just give me one minute here. Senate Bill 1138 is a bill that allows the Department of Transportation to issue permits during a presidential disaster. In the past, the DOT did not have that regulation, and they need to have that. This probably isn't going to happen very often, if at all, but we need to put Iowa in a position to have that down. Those are my opening comments.
Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, Senator Zumbaugh, you are in order for closing comments.
I think my opening comments clarified the bill. Thank you. I move that we move the bill.
Short form has been called for. All those in favor, say aye. All opposed, same sign. Okay, Senate Study Bill 1138 moves to the calendar. We'll now bring up Senate Study Bill 1156 with Senator Zumbaugh.
Is it 56 or 66, Senator?
56.
Thank you. Okay, Senate Study Bill 1156. Give me one second here. Was signed by two members. Senator Zumbaugh, Senator Brown signed that. Senator Taylor chose to wait till later. And Senate Study Bill 1156 is a bill that allows to not display the front license plate on certain vehicles. So if your vehicle has a place to mount a front license plate, you are still required to mount that license plate. It would exempt antiques. An antique is described as a vehicle 25 years old or older. And then any car that is built today that does not have that bracket, you must still carry that plate in your vehicle, but it does not need to be displayed on those certain exempt vehicles. Those are my opening comments.
Is there further discussion? Senator Taylor, you are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wish that the bill was kind of written like where it says you only have to have one license plate, and then that would be real simple and clear. What it does, the way it's written, that has the effect of making it only one license plate required. And it says that a peace officer cannot stop someone without displaying the front license plate as the sole reason or the primary reason for stopping. So look at the effect of the bill. That's what we have to do. I think that we heard testimony in the sub where we have some folks that are involved in the manufacturing of license plates, and I know that we have prison industries where the inmates are involved in producing these license plates for us. And so I wouldn't want to mess with either of those industries. But probably the best, most compelling reason is we did talk about this bill last year, and I think it got caught up in the pandemic pause. But Senator Kinney sits behind me. He was telling me as a police officer that he actually was using the front license plate, and he solved a crime of a convenience store robbery in my district a number of years ago. And so that's a good enough reason to let's not have language, however it's worded, to impede the ability to stop criminals, and we don't want to lose jobs in our aluminum area or in our prisons. So that's really why I'm opposing this. I do appreciate Senator Zumbaugh's efforts on this, and I wanted to do some extra homework. That's why I didn't sign it at the sub, and would ask for a no vote at this time.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Senator Zumbaugh, you are in order for closing comments.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I think my opening comments clarified the bill pretty well, and I ask for a yes vote.
Short form has been called for. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Would you like to be recorded as a no? There's four, right? I have Giddens, Smith, Taylor, and Bisignano. Driscoll. Okay. Are we clear?
Okay. Record would have done the same thing, but we're fine.
Okay. SSB 1156 passes, moves to the calendar. We'll now bring up SSB 1166 with Senator Zumbaugh.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Study Bill 1166 was signed by all three subcommittee members, myself, Senator Shipley, and Senator Taylor. This is a bill that prohibits the interference with transportation of livestock in the history. Though most folks in the state are the best people in the world, there's a few nefarious folks that choose to slow down livestock on corners, what have you, near packing plants. These livestock trailers are designed to ventilate while they're moving, and if folks choose to slow them down or stop them, it is abusive to animals. And none of us want to be abusive to animals or even allow that to happen. So now there will be penalties if you try to slow down or stop a livestock in transporting anywhere. Those are my opening comments.
Is there further discussion on SSB 1166? Seeing none, Senator Zumbaugh, you are in order for closing comments.
I think my opening comments clarified the bill. I move the bill and ask for a yes vote.
Senator Giddens, how would you like to vote? Short form has been called for. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Senate Study Bill 1166 will move to the passes and will move to the calendar. I'll now turn the chair over to Senator Dickey for Senate Study Bill 1155.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will now recognize Senator Brown, Subcommittee Chair for Senate Study Bill 1155 for Subcommittee Report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Your subcommittee of myself, Senator Kelker, and Senator Smith, with myself and Senator Kelker signing, recommend passage.
The chair recognizes Senator Brown. You're now in order for opening remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. SSB 1155 is agreed upon language between the City of Olwine and Iowa Northern Railroad. With this language, the City of Olwine will be able to proceed with increasing the scope of their recreational bike trail from 10 miles to 20 plus miles. That ends my opening comments.
Is there any discussion on the bill? Senator Smith, you're in line.
Thank you. You know, I love bike trails. I like to see them get finished. I think it's great for Iowa. The concern with this is that it opened up a whole can of worms, evidently, with liability across the state of Iowa. So I guess I'm hoping, Mr. Chair, that we can consider an amendment that was given to us that would tighten up the language and would allow this to go forward. So I just, right now, as it is, I'm going to ask for us to resist this bill. And hopefully we could work on an amendment that we could all support this bike trail. That's it.
Is there any additional discussion? Seeing none, I recognize Senator Brown for closing remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Smith, let's have a conversation afterwards and get more in depth with that. But for now, I move that we pass 1155.
Senator Gittins, how do you wish to vote? I'm sorry, short form. All in those favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. The results, 1155 have passed on the voice vote. Oh, I'm sorry. You want to be recorded? Oh. Senate Bill, Study Bill 1155 has passed on a on voice vote, excuse me. Now I'll turn the chair back to Senator Brown.
Thank you, Senator Dickey. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Bisignano moves we adjourn.